Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday hosts, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Smokin' Joe joins us every single Friday at this time to talk Atlanta Falcons. With not a lot going on with the Atlanta Falcons, maybe we'll talk about some other stuff.
I don't know, man.
NFL,
I got some questions.
Maybe. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because I have one Falcons-specific question, one Falcons-adjacent question, and then a bunch of other NFL
questions.
I have
three hard-hitting topics you're going to need to stick around to hear.
Okay, why don't you go first? Why don't you go first?
All right. Should Falcons fans be bothered?
Okay, well, that was going to be mine,
or
too.
Perturbed.
No.
Kyle Pitts.
That's a BS way to ask it. Ask Joe what he thinks about it.
Didn't attend tight end university.
Should people be mad at Kyle Pitts? Is that the question?
Yeah.
No. I mean... He went down to Gruden's office last year and learned about the godfather of the option route, Art Monk. So he got his education there last year. I don't know. I don't know what is going on with him. Obviously wasn't at the OTAs and minicamp, did not appear, but you know, potentially was dealing with an injury. Maybe he's not. That's why he's not there. He's still getting treatment, being careful with whatever injury that he has going on that they are not disclosing. So I don't know, but I'm not perturbed by it. I'll say that, because even if he was there, I don't think that necessarily indicates that he's going to be good or bad. Maybe it says something to you about, you know, investment in, yeah, like, you know, improving himself. But I don't know. I don't get caught up in this kind of stuff, to be perfectly honest, guys.
Neither do I. He's been there before. And here's the thing. Here's kind of my, like, attempting to be level-headed take on this thing. And people can feel however they want. If Kyle Pitts not being a tight end you makes you mad, that's fine. But I think Kyle Pitts has officially reached the level of anything he does makes people mad,
yeah,
because his
sure.
production hasn't been good enough.
Yeah.
Which is a, you know, that's a pretty special place to get to. And he's officially elevated himself to kind of no matter what he does, people are going to be furious,
yeah,
because he hasn't been good enough. So,
yeah,
congrats.
I mean, right, exactly. Like, you know, people are already going to be mad at him, basically. And the only thing that ultimately matters is what he does on the field. So whether if he were to go to tight end university, that would, you know, make people feel good in the moment until, you know, he were to drop a pass or something, and vice versa. If he's not there, but he starts catching touchdowns and is, like, great for the Falcons this season, then people will be very happy. And I would say that if he is that player this year, it's probably not down to the fact that he did or did not attend tight end university. So
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. I did see a video, though, yesterday of one of the tight ends trying to Happy Gilmore a drive.
I saw
and that.
That
was funny.
He went
that
flying like funny. He got knocked out or something. Like,
it was a cartoon slip.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a total cartoon
it
slip.
It was like somebody threw a banana peel.
Banana peel.
I also saw in the background it appeared that the coolers were sponsored by Bud Light. So that's cool. But basically, it seems like Kyle Pitts is missing out on a good time.
Because right, yeah,
it seems
honestly,
like they're having fun.
Right.
all right, another question, Joe. Mm-hmm. Hard-hitting stuff here.
Yeah.
This is the time, and we've seen it. I know Aaron Rodgers has talked about it, that quarterbacks hold private workouts with teammates. Have we heard about any of these with the Falcons quarterbacks and his receiving corps?
I mean, I don't know what's going on right now, like during this time period, but Michael Penix has spoken about having thrown with all of his pass catchers, including Kyle Pitts, by the way, who said, you know, Penix said that he looked amazing or incredible or had one of those superlatives for him. So, you know, you can at least put that, you know, let that ease your mind that Penix has been working out with these guys. And I think they've actually been putting in kind of extra work, and if anything, I think probably trying to hold themselves back from not like overworking themselves during this period, because obviously they have a lot of ground to catch up on if they want to hit the ground running by the time the season starts, with Penix really not having taken any reps. I don't know if people truly understand that when he came in last year into that game against right. the Giants, he had literally not taken a single rep with the first team offense until that Wednesday's practice, and that includes right. the entirety of training camp. So they've definitely been putting the work in on the mysterious fields that we don't know where they play at.
Now, I remember we talked to Darnell Mooney at training camp last year, and I was like, hey, what's it like catching passes from Pitts from Penix or from a lefty or whatever? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't caught a pass from him yet. He was like, oh, yeah, sure. I guess that would make sense.
Yeah.
At the very least, they're going to have a little bit more familiarity going into this season. Hopefully that won't be it. Hopefully there will be a lot more than that.
By the way, guys, I have a question for you. Are you excited for the Netflix documentary Quarterbacks coming out? It comes out next Tuesday, I believe, July 8th.
I am. I don't know about excited. Like, I'm going to watch it. I watched the trailer for it, and it did give a little bit of a teaser as to it looks like they have some live footage of Kirk Cousins watching the draft when they Penix.
Interesting. Okay.
So that.
I'm excited for the reaction that it will give fans here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, because that's going to be...
Well, you know what that's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same as people being mad that Kyle Pitts isn't at tight end university.
And then we get to talk about it.
Yeah.
It gives me something to put on the rundown.
Yeah.
And it's going to be... I mean, the reaction for this one, I think, is going to be way, way more visceral than it was
100%.
For the Mariota one.
Yeah, because Mariota,
and I'm looking forward to that.
That was a rebuilding team. That was there was not a lot of hope behind Mariota coming into it.
People weren't upset for a whole offseason with the Mariota stuff. People have been fuming ever since the Radio Row comments.
The other thing about the difference is Mariota was gone by then.
Yeah, he's still there.
By the time that came out, Kirk Cousins had been signed.
Right.
Like, so you could watch that. Because I remember rewatching it after the Falcons signed Kirk Cousins, just to kind of go back and look at some of the Cousins stuff.
Same.
Maybe pick up a little bit more on the type of guy that he is and all that. But, Mariota was gone when that came out. Cousins is still here. So anything that that happens in that documentary, you know.
Yeah, it's going to have
hit a little bit harder.
Right, it's going to have effect, you know, like. I'm sure his teammates are very familiar with what happened last year. You know, they were in the locker room with him and stuff. But you know, you never know. I mean, apparently he was getting treatment outside the facility and stuff. So I don't know if it will go into that at all.
Right.
But
there's
you know,
100% lock.
He's still part of this locker room.
It's just a lock that we're gonna get the. Can he still show up to that locker room after this documentary comment?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's. That's going to be said. It's going to be had.
Yeah. And again, I mean, the answer will be yes, because they already know
of course,
the stuff.
Of course.
Like, I don't think anybody's going to learn inside that locker room and coaching staff. I don't think anybody's going to learn anything that they don't already know.
Oh, yeah. But the fans will.
We
and
might.
Are gonna
yeah,
get feisty.
Yeah, and maybe we'd be wise to take Raheem Morris's advice, or he's kind of suggested earlier that it's been a lot less drama on the inside of the building with regards to the situation than there has been on the outside with the the talk about it. So
I'm
we'll
sure
see if that's
true.
True.
Yeah. And I'm sure that that's always true, but that doesn't stop people. I'm also hesitant to call these things documentaries because it's not really a documentary. Yeah. Like, it is documenting something that happened, but documentaries tend to be like neutral and journalism. This is a public relations
it's
arm
a bias
for the NFL.
It's a bias. Right,
yeah. Yeah.
All right, great. I do have
this
one.
This is a commercial for the league.
I got one more hard hitter for you,
okay,
Joe.
Okay.
Who's the Falcons' second-year defender you think has the biggest responsibility this season? Brandon Dorlus, Braylon Trice, Ruka Roro, or J.D. Bertrand?
I think it's Ruka Roro, no doubt about it. Like, he has the shoes to fill that were left by Grady Jarrett. And it's not to say that, like, he has to replace Grady and be everything that Grady was. Like, that's impossible. But in terms of just taking over a starting role and, like, the snaps and things like that, that's a Roro's job. And it's, you know, there's not that, you know, player next. There isn't the Grady there that can kind of, you know, cover for him if he makes mistakes or whatever it is. So there's going to be a big onus on him, you know, a big workload, I'm sure, in terms of the snaps that he's going to have to play. He'll hopefully, you know, have David Onyemata there as a veteran next to him to help lead him. But it's his time to kind of find his way in this league. And it'll be interesting to see how that progresses. I have to say, just personally speaking, I'm optimistic about him because, you know,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't want to say slighted by fans or anything, but, you know, he's thought of to just not have had a great rookie year, which is true, but I would say that it's true because of a couple things. One was he was just kind of buried in a rotation early on that had a lot of veterans in front of him when he was a rookie, so he wasn't getting snaps. Then when he does start to get some playing time, he hurts his ankle that holds him out longer than I think they thought, and then it was kind of a tough comeback from him. But I thought the snaps that he did play last year, he showed some really good things, and so if he can continue that on a larger scale, then I think he'll be in good shape.
Smoking Joe Patrick joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Talking Falcons, as we always do with Joe at 11:40 on Fridays. Let me ask you this, just because, like, the Falcons are like, kind of tangentially related to it. I know Arthur Blank testified at the hearing.
Yeah.
It came out earlier this week about the NFL and the NFLPA sort of, like, hiding a collusion case from the public. What did you make of that story?
Well, yeah, like, the collusion case that, like, it got thrown out by a judge because they didn't think that the Players Association grievance really held enough water. I continue to think that this kind of is getting blown out of proportion. I think that, you know, the Deshaun Watson contract is really what this all revolves around. It was, you know, an outstanding, when I say outstanding, I mean just a contract deal that just stands way, way, way apart. It's not like it was just a slight, you know, progression from how contracts were handed out. It was like crazy, honestly. And so, but then there was, you know, the players want to keep, get, you know, pushing that boundary forward. And, you know, the owners, just none of them felt like they needed to go to that extent to sign their next quarterbacks. And, you know, again, we could go into all the details for the Falcons, but if they were to have put a package together to potentially get Lamar Jackson, which was, they felt, never guaranteed in the documents, even like, even Lamar Jackson basically was not acting like he wanted to play anywhere but Baltimore. You know, they would have had to put together a package that may have prevented them from going out and being aggressive in that free agency period where they signed David Onyemata, Jesse Bates, some really important players. And I think it still makes sense that the Falcons didn't want to do that.
Joe, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there. Here's
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.